Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 16th of November, 2010. It was on this day, 1849, young Fyodor Dostoevsky, 28 years old, was sentenced to death for plotting against the Russian state. He'd gotten together with a group of young intellectuals talking about socialist ideas. They disagreed with the idea of absolute monarchy in Russia, which brought them to the attention of the police of Tsar Nicholas. The revolutions of 1848 had swept through France and Germany and Austria, other parts of Europe. The Tsar was nervous. So Dostoevsky and others of his group, the Petrushevsky Circle, were put into prison. And on this day, he was condemned to death. And the following month was taken out to face the firing squad. Middle of winter, December 22nd, they were taken to a public square. Dostoevsky wrote, "There the sentence of death was read out to us. We were all made to kiss the cross. A sword was broken over our heads, and we were told to put on our white execution shirts. Then three of us were tied to the posts to be executed. I was the sixth, and therefore in the second group. Then the retreat was sounded on the drums. Those tied to the posts were taken back, and an order from His Imperial Majesty was read to us, granting us our lives." His sentence was commuted to 8 years of hard labor in a Siberian work camp. He served 4 years there. Wrote about it in his book, The House of the Dead. Dostoevsky lived for more than three decades after he was reprieved, and he wrote Crime and Punishment, The Idiot, The Possessed, and The Brothers Karamazov. It was on this day, 1913, the first volume of Marcel Proust's In Search of Lost Time was published. He'd started work on it in 1909. It was turned down by several publishers, so Proust had to come up with the money himself. And the first volume appeared on this day 97 years ago. He worked on the story for the rest of his life. It was published in seven volumes, about 1.5 million words long. And it was on this day, 1907, Oklahoma joined the Union, the 46th state, one of the top producers of natural gas in this country, home of Native Americans. More than 25 Native American languages are spoken in Oklahoma, and it's one of the most tornado-prone areas of the world, about 50 a year. Here's a poem for today by Walt Whitman, "As Toilsome I Wandered Virginia's Woods." As toilsome I wandered Virginia's woods to the music of rustling leaves kicked by my feet, for it was autumn. I marked at the foot of a tree the grave of a soldier. Mortally wounded he, and buried on the retreat, easily all could I understand, the halt of a midday hour, when up no time to lose, yet this sign left on a tablet scrawled and nailed on the tree by the grave: bold, cautious, true, and my loving comrade. Long, long I muse, then on my way go wandering, many a changeful season to follow, and many a scene of life. Yet at times, through changeful season and scene, abrupt, alone, or in the crowded street, comes before me the unknown soldier's grave, comes the inscription rude in Virginia's woods: bold, cautious, true, and my loving comrade. A poem by Walt Whitman, "As Toilsome I Wandered Virginia's Woods." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.